Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the show. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it is Tate Music Prize season. Basically, music prize here in New Zealand. You can nominate any of our many beloved musicians. I'm delighted to have on the line with me from the Independent Music New Zealand Board, here to talk about all things Tate. I have the wonderful Lisa Paris. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How art thou?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Excited to get back into Tate Music Prize this year. It's always an excellent way to dive into the music scene, independent music scene for New Zealand at the start of each year. Love it.
Totally. And I love how it's kind of one of the first things we do during the year. Now, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, but I feel like kind of anticipation and excitement around this award really is building every year.
It is building, isn't it? And look, it's so exciting to see as well how we get now Tate Music Prize. When international media talk about it, they compare us to like the Mercury Prize and like the cool, more independent, less commercial
cool
stuff. We're never going to be compared to the Grammys, so that's
no,
fine.
No, that is, yeah, I'm okay with that one too.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell me, what kind of stage are we at currently?
So, while I wanted to speak to you today was pretty much just a big shout out to all the Canterbury, Christchurch, Otatahi musicians that have released a record in the past calendar year of 2024. Nominations are now open. So you nominate yourself with your releases. If you've done something that you think's pretty extraordinary, you should get in the mix. And or if you have just released maybe an EP, like something that's, I think the minimum is like 4 tracks on the release.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be physical, excuse me, just can be digital. So there's also the Best Independent Debut release. That's a different award. So you jump on indies.co.nz and that will take you straight to where you enter your release in there. So just get in the mix and then it goes to this big pool of people. All of our members jump in and have the first round of voting, so you just never know, and you got to be in to win, I reckon.
Oh, I could not agree more, and yeah, I totally agree. Kind of the way Tate Prize voting and all that works, like there is no reason to doubt yourself. Like, give it a go.
Absolutely. And look, I've been on the judging panel for a couple of the years, and when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, so after the big voting does, the big academy, so it's all the members and industry organisations and stuff, and then it comes down to a select committee that get like the top 10 or 20 to kind of vote on, it gets not brutal, it gets very passionate, shall I say, in the room.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Yeah, it's actually really fun, but it's everyone takes it so seriously. So it's really about quality of music. It's not how many it's sold. It's not if you sign to a fancy ass label, you can have released it yourself. It's not about that. It's about the music, everything that's gone into it, and just the expression of the creativity. And that's what the winner is voted upon.
And like that has shown through some of the winners through the years as well.
I think so. So last year, I'm sure most of your audience know Vera Allen for her incredible Ideal Home Noise. And freak, what a lineup of finalists.
Oh, last year was,
well,
oh my God. I was glad I was not picking.
Oh, no, thank you. So that's, just don't worry if you think your genre is a bit weird. Great. Love weird. That's good.
Oh, totally, totally. And that's the beauty of kind of nominating yourself, is whatever it is, you can nominate it. Like, there's kind of no bounds to that. And also, just to the artists out there, if you're like, oh, no, I can't do that. Oh,
I'm not good enough for that. I'm not big enough. I'm not. Just stop it.
Yes, stop it. Stop. Get that kind of thought out of your head. Oh, it's so exciting. So what are the kind of, what's the window here?
Yeah, the window, great question, thank you, is actually next Friday, 5 p.m., so don't muck around. It's a long weekend up here. I know it's not down here at the moment.
Yeah,
but
how dare you?
It is Waitangi Day next weekend, so, you know, there's a day kind of disappears. So
true,
don't dilly-dally, please. yeah, get in there, indies.co.nz, and it'll take you straight to where you need to go and have a hoon about. And you can always email the email address on there if you've got any questions.
Fantastic. Well, Lisa, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. And I'm a little jealous that you get to do some voting.
I know. Look, if you're a member of IMNZ and it's a very low entry fee and you actually get to enter Tate Music Prize for free.
Oh, okay. All good to know. Good to know.
Quietly. So if you're a member of IMNZ, you're on that first academy of judges.
Ooh. I might have to think about that. Well, and especially to the musicians out there, whoever is listening, please consider nominating yourself. Do it.
Yeah. Get in there. Get in.
Get in. Well, Lisa, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Love it. Love out of you. You're just the best.
Oh, bless. And that was the lovely Lisa Harris, Independent Music New Zealand board member and committee member for the Tate Music Prize this year. Go out there and nominate yourself now!